I was speaking to a young lady yesterday in her mid-20s. Nice age, if you can get it. Really nice. I was jealous, of course. She said, "Ron, what did you talk about on the radio show today?" I said, "Oh, I talked about Trump. Things are getting out of hand. This is absolutely nuts." She says, "What is?" I said, "The thing with Trump, you know. You follow that, don't you?" She says, "No, I don't follow politics. I'm not aware. What did he do?" "What did he do?" You know, this is the President of the United States. There's like a lot of crap going on right now. I said, "Well, what? I don't follow the news." "Where do you live? You don't follow the news?" Ah, that explains a lot.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
I don't know what I like anymore.
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Yeah, it's the Ron Van Dam Show. Yeah, you got it right.
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
So this was what I suspected, that there is a vast number of people in this country who are citizens, who live here, who don't know what the hell's going on around them. Sure, they know what's going on down at the street corner at the convenience store, or Aunt Mimi broke her leg yesterday. They know that stuff. They know that little Johnny is better do his homework, otherwise he's going to be left back for the second year in a row. They know all that stuff. But what they don't know is the country in which they live, to many people, is falling apart. To the vast majority of people, by numbers, is falling apart. "Well, I don't follow politics." Politics? You don't understand what's going on in the world? On the planet on which you live? No, I really don't know. I don't follow that stuff. Why? What happened? Oh my God. This is why. You just answered my question. Am I angry at you because you don't know what's going on? Yeah, I am. God gave us brains. Use them. Now, you're probably or could be, I don't know who you are. I don't know who you are. People listen to this show all over the country, and actually some other countries, and I'm quite surprised about that. But nonetheless, I understand. I understand that you've got a life, you've got better things to do, as the world and the land on which you stand begins to crumble. I get that. Yeah, I get that. Use your brain. Start listening to your local news, at least. Pay attention. This stuff's important. Here's what happened recently. Everybody, not everybody, but many people that Trump brought into his circle when he became president and was running for president have been indicted or pleaded guilty to all sorts of bad things. I'm serious, man. Remember Trump said in the beginning, I am going to pick the finest people to run this country with me. Well, a lot of people that you picked have now been indicted. Or a good bunch or a dozen are under investigation for doing wrong things while they worked for you, Mr. Wonderful Picker of People. Number two, you don't have the best people working for you. You don't even listen to them. All you listen to is your gut, which is fairly huge these days, I must say, thanks to all the Burger King and McDonald's that you eat. The fact you get no sleep, all that kind of stuff. He doesn't listen to anybody but himself. So what does it matter that he picks the best people even though he doesn't? So what we have here is Paul Manafort, who was his campaign manager for not like 1,000 years, but for a considerable amount of time, and was intricate in his campaign. This man has just been found guilty on 8 counts. That's a problem. Trump's personal attorney for well over a decade, Michael Cohen, has pleaded guilty to payoffs to porn stars, hiding information from the press that could have a result on the election, has tapes of Trump contradicting what he said publicly. It's a problem. Don Trump's in trouble. And he's beginning to lose it. He's continuing to lose it even more so. He's a dangerous man. He is a loaded weapon ready to explode. And he takes it out on anybody that speaks against him. Very similar to a dictatorship. The press is the enemy of the people. The Justice Department of this country is the enemy of the people. The intelligence agencies that protect this country are the enemies of the people. Donald Trump, he's your friend. Say one bad thing about him, he'll no longer be your friend. He will search and destroy you. That's my president. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Don's starting to lose it. Here is my greatest fear. Donald Trump is in a whole peck of trouble more than he's ever been in his entire life. When Don gets cornered, he goes ballistic. Having a president who goes ballistic because he's threatened, not the country. He doesn't work for the country. He only works for himself. I guarantee you, check it out. He's cornered. What do people who are cornered do? They pick up their weapon and they say, you're never going to take me alive, and they start shooting. And that's what Trump is doing, demonstratively, so everyone can see the breakdown, day by day, hour by hour, tweet by tweet. Here's my greatest fear. Let justice take its course. Let the news and the revelations take their course. But here's my greatest fear, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump is the president of the United States. How that happened, I'll never know, but he is. He has the ability to start problems in order to take your focus off of the big picture. He's done this before. He accused Obama of doing this as well. Everything he accuses Obama of, he's doing himself and far worse. Trump has the ability to start a skirmish or some type of international incident with another country to get us into some type of international trouble, either economically or militarily, all to take your mind off of the fact that Trump's in legal trouble here. His reputation is about to be exploded into the ground. And he will do anything to protect his ass. Not the country's ass. He will do anything to protect his ass. That's the danger that's right now. That's what I'm waiting for, the shoe to drop. This man has the ability to create problems somewhere else. So you take your face off of the shiny object that's being dangled in front of you, and you focus it somewhere else. Is he a master at that? He's not a master at anything. He just knows that many of the people in this country can be duped and lied to on a daily basis, and it's successful for him. And it brings me back to this 20-year-old girl, young lady. When you don't participate or you blindly take in information and don't check it out yourself, you are being duped. You are being taken. You are being manipulated. Your lack of knowledge falls into their hands successfully for them while you lose everything. Ron, your opinions are a bit extreme.
Oh, are they? I think not. I think not.
Oh! Cut it out. Do I have to hold up a puppy dog to get your attention? Oh! Maybe Trump should do that. Maybe as his entire reputation in this country falls apart, maybe someone should be holding up a puppy dog somewhere. Oh! Because other than that, I don't know what's gonna come down here. Oh my God. You know, I make fun of this stuff. It's a very serious problem. So is itching.
You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show, the podcast world's version of painful itching and swelling. You know they sell a cream for that, right? It's over the counter. Works really well. I've had to use it a lot.
Thank you so much. We have a great guest coming up a little bit later in the program, and we will talk to that person accordingly upon registration. I'm sorry. I've been ignoring you. This 20-year-old girl that I'm talking about, very, very nice, attractive, wonderful, kind-hearted, sweet, sweet person. The kind of person that you would want to have by your side all the time. But I cannot, as a halfway intelligent human being, have any type of connection to a person that vapidly stands there and lets people pee on their head. And that's the analogy that I make to people that don't know what's going on. You're being peed on, and you don't even know it. I would smell it immediately. I would be concerned that perhaps someone could pee on my head. But this girl, no. She doesn't know. She can be taken from all sides and would not even know what's going on. That's dangerous, not only to yourself, but a lot of people like that in a big room can cause a lot of problems. America, wake up. Set the alarm clock for now and get up. You don't have to do anything but keep your eyes open and keep your ears going. When you walk down the street, do you not look down? You could walk right through a manhole and plummet to your death because you didn't look down and see that the manhole cover was missing. When you saw if you see that there's no manhole cover on the manhole, sorry to use that example, it sounds wrong, you're going to fall into the manhole and you're going to go, oh, I wish I would have looked down. Start looking down. Start looking all around you. This is your life. It's your country. Preserve it. Protect it. It's not the job of the people in the White House to protect you, nor the people in Congress. It's your job. You protect your family, don't you? You protect your friends. You keep your eyes and ears open to that. You're capable of doing that. Do it within the realm of your existence and your planet and your country and your democracy. Because I'm telling you, you check into it, you're going to find things are not what you thought they were. The ultimate magic trick and illusion has been performed right in front of your face. And if you just watch the trick, you'd be able to figure it out immediately. Get your hand out of the sand. Get your head out of your pants. It's time for me to stop making analogies because they're starting to make no sense whatsoever. Ron, you haven't made sense since 1927. But I'm not that old. I don't care. You still make no sense whatsoever.
Hi, this is Bob Robinson from Bob's Handy Around the House. I'm a local handyman. I've been in business for the last 50 years on my own, doing light repair work in our area. Whatever you need done, carpentry, painting, floors, tiling, yard work, I can do it all for you. I'll come to your home and do the work for a very reasonable fee. Naked. I should probably mention that I will be naked while I do this work. Buck naked, not a stitch on me, waving in the wind, in my birthday suit, showing what God gave me, naked as a jaybird. I'll be naked the whole time. I show up naked, I do the work naked, you pay me while I'm naked. Bob's Handy Around the House, Bob Robinson. You can look me up on Facebook. I am naked.
Hi, Ron.
Hello.
Hi, Ron. Good morning.
Hello. Hello. Good to talk to you both. Dr. Len Friedland is the VP and Director of Scientific Affairs and Public Health Vaccines North American at GSK. And Tiffany Williams is a GSK spokesperson, and she's a meningitis advocate. Let's start from the beginning and explain what meningitis B actually is.
Well, thank you, Ron. This is Dr. Friedland talking. I'm a pediatrician and vaccine researcher at GSK. We're talking about a disease called meningococcal disease. It's caused by a bacteria that can strike people of all ages. In particular, our adolescents and young adults. There are a number of different groups of this bacteria, different types, and we now have two different types of vaccines to help provide protection against all of the five types that cause meningococcal disease. The disease comes on very, very quickly. Within 24 hours, upwards of 10 to 15% of people can die from this illness. And you'll hear about Tiffany and her story with her brother, Nico. And those who are lucky enough to survive, one in five will end up with lifelong complications. Comes on really, really quickly, just to summarize that. And the good thing is we now have two different types of vaccines that can help provide protection. So it's really important to speak to your doctor to see if you're up to date on your meningococcal vaccinations and then to get the information.
Okay. Now, what are the symptoms, doctor? How do you know that you have this?
It's a great question because the symptoms often start very, very nonspecifically. People think they have a cold or the flu or they're just not feeling good. And maybe they had a rough night, something like that. And then within hours, 6 to 12 hours, 18 hours, they're in the hospital fighting for their life. And that was the story with Nico. And because it's on so quickly, this is why prevention is so important, because this is a disease that is much better off to prevent to start with than to manage.
Well, yeah. Tiffany, I'll ask you, this seems like a no-win situation, because once you have it, by the time you figure out what it is, you're already in a bad way here, and I know that you've had some personal experience with this.
Yeah, you're very right. That is true. My younger brother, Nicholas, was a college student at A&M University, and he wasn't feeling well, and it was all of a sudden. He went to the nurse or to the campus, and they sent him home with flu-like symptoms. And next thing we knew, very suddenly, he was in the hospital unconscious, and he never made it out. He never made it out.
Yes, I understand. We can all feel for what you went through and wonder how we can prevent that. I guess inoculations, but other than that, is it a spin of the roulette wheel, Tiffany?
Ron, I think I'll take that one to start with. That's the thing about this disease. We don't know who's going to get sick. This is an uncommon disorder. From all of the five types of the disease that we're concerned about, they go by letters A, C, W, Y, and B. B is the vaccine that is more recently available, and so now there's the B vaccine on top of the A, C, W, Y. But we don't know who's going to get sick with this. It happens all across the United States and everywhere, and it's just completely unpredictable. But we do know that our adolescents and young adults are at risk, and in fact, the risk is even higher for those who are attending college because it's about crowding. This bacteria is spread from person to person through secretions, and of course, it's our adolescents and young adults who are around each other in close quarters and are spreading the bacteria. Occasionally, and thankfully not commonly, it does cause disease, as happened with Nico, and that's the thing with Tiffany's brother, is that it was completely unpredictable. He was a healthy individual. Why he got sick, it happened, but he lost his life. And we now have the ability to help provide protection against this illness, and that's why it's so important, the work that Tiffany and her family have been doing, to raise awareness so that our adolescents and young adults are getting vaccinated against meningococcal disease with the two different types of vaccines that are available. And the newer one is referred to as B. So speak to your doctor about the B vaccine on top of the other one called ACWY.
So if your child is getting into a crowd living situation, then you speak to your doctor and you get this done. Are there certain mandates in certain states where you have to do this?
Well, I'll start on that and then I'll pass over to Tiffany. Every adolescent and young adult is in a crowded situation. In their school, if they go to college, in dormitories, if they're in the military, in barracks, in social halls, in clubs, in bars, in concerts, this is the way we want our adolescents and young adults. We want them to be social and be around people. So essentially, we're all at risk. The risk is it's uncommon disease, but we're all at risk, and it happens to real people. And there are things that are happening across the country, and families like Tiffany working with the Schoenbaum family are making some great inroads to make it important to have awareness. So Tiffany can tell you a bit more about that.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, so Texas, the NICO Foundation worked with Jamie to make a mandatory law for college students to get their meningitis A, C, W, and Y before their first class. So we are really excited about the amount of people we'll be protecting.
Okay. Here's what I don't understand is if can a person have the disease but it doesn't manifest in that person? Because if you have the disease, by definition of what you were talking about, you would be sick and on your butt here. So it would be recognizable that someone would have this. Or does it remain someone has the disease but doesn't manifest in its horrific state?
Ron, that's an important question. This bacteria lives in our bodies, in our nose, in our throat, and that's how it's spread from person to person.
Mm-hmm.
Almost always it doesn't cause any problems.
Okay.
Occasionally, the bacteria gets into our bloodstream, and that's when we can have meningitis and blood poisoning.
Okay.
We don't know when that's going to happen, and that's why vaccination is so important, because we want to have the body to have its ability to fight the infection should the infection occur in the spinal cord or the bloodstream, and that's what vaccination is all about.
All right, I'm going to ask a question that most people would ask, and is are there any downsides to getting this inoculation?
Well, with every vaccine, vaccines can have some impact with redness and swelling, sometimes fatigue, and other things. So it's always important to understand about the vaccines. All of the doctors and the nurses have a sheet of paper that lists all of the things that have been associated with all vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
So make yourself aware, and you can find that information also at meningitis.com. The key is to have the discussion with your doctor, with your nurse, with your school health nurse, because knowledge is critical here. We won't be able to get our children vaccinated if we don't have the discussion and ask our doctors about this, because it takes some effort, because not only do we have a vaccine for the ACWY, which is mandated now in Texas through the work that Tiffany and her family are doing, and other states as well. We now have another vaccine against serogroup B, and so we need to have the discussion with our doctors, and they'll tell you about all the information.
Good.
And you can go to meningitis.com to find that information.
Okay. Doctor, thank you so much for your time. And Tiffany, you know, when bad things happen like this, if you can make good come out of it as you have, that's commendable and it helps all of us. So thank you to you. And
thank you.
Okay. And thank you to the both of you for making us aware. Talk to your doctor. Make sure that they realize that you are concerned about this. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go. There you have it. What a wonderful, 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 they were great people. Okay, we're just about out of time for today. My experience with you has been quite odd. Our relationship is bizarre. It's bizarre. I talk to you and you don't say a word. You just sit there and listen. That's wonderful. What if in life that were the case? It is in many in situations where people talk and you just like sit there and listen. I've always had a problem with that. Thank you for listening to me, by the way. I do appreciate it. Did you get the little gift basket in the mail that I sent you? Oh, it's on its way. It's on its way. It's on its way. Oh, it's on its way. It's on its way. Should be there any minute. It's on its way. I was horrible in school when people talked at me. I can't listen to what I say, pretty much. I went to New York University, and I was had a master's in film and television. Like that helped. And every one of my classes had over 200 people in it. All my classes were held in amphitheaters. They don't have too many classrooms at NYU. They have little amphitheaters where the guy, you've seen them in the movies, the guy or the woman professor stands in front of the class on this little raised stage. And then there's like theater seats almost, like it's like little auditoriums. And there's like 100 to 200 people there sitting and they just listen to this college professor just lecture. Doesn't even matter what they're talking about. Just blah, 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 coming out of their mouth. And you sit there and you act like you're interested. See, when you're in college, you act like you're interested even though you're not. Even though you'd rather be somewhere else, you act like you're interested. Here's the difference between college kids. There's only two types. Here's what they are. There are the kids that are paying for their own education through student loans, whatever the case may be. They know they have to pay this back. They know money's coming out of their pocket for this crap. So they pay attention because it's their money being spent. And if I'm spending my money on this college education, I damn well better get that diploma. I better soak in some information because that's what I'm paying for. And even though there's really not much information to be soaked in most cases, you pay attention because you paid for it. Then there is the other people whose parents or some relative is paying the education for them. It was part of something that they set up when they were little children, and now it's paying for basically all of their college education. They're not paying for it. Their parents are, or some fund that they put together in order to pay. So when you don't pay for it out of your pocket, your attitude is a little bit different. Like, why should I really care about this? I'm not out any money. These are the people that, you know what I'm saying? I'll do a whole show about this some other time, but my position is this country puts too much of an emphasis on college education and very little on skill. I'm telling you, if you want to be set for life, being a doctor, a lawyer, not so much. Not so much anymore. Not really. But if you have a skill, you're set for life. A plumber, an electrician, a carpenter, some physical skill, you're set for life. Everybody that owns a house or lives in a house or an apartment, whatever the case may be, any place people live, which is everywhere, there's going to be a leak in a pipe somewhere. A faucet isn't going to work. Someone's going to build a bathroom. They're going to need a plumber to repair things. You show up at somebody's house, that's $125 before you even get out of the car or the truck, whatever it is. You get paid just for showing up. That's how much you're needed. Yeah, I'm going to have to replace the faucet. That'll be $200. So that plus my, so that's $300. $300 for half an hour work. Nice job if you can get it. Well, yeah. Try to find a plumber when you need one. Well, I can't. I can't get there until, can you wait 3 days? I'm booked for the entire week. Very, very heavy schedule. Wow, that's a nice job. You are so busy, you can't even take the money from me because I need you to do a job. You can't even do that because you're so busy. Where can I be like that? There are so many jobs, kids, that have nothing to do with sitting in a classroom all day and everything to do with experience and learning and apprenticeships. Technical schools. Vocational schools, they're a goldmine of career opportunities. You can start making big bucks rather soon. It's not hard. It's not rocket science. I'm telling you, plumbers are making a lot more money than rocket scientists. I have a degree in rocket science, and I found out that there are people doing that already. They don't need me. Yeah, but they need plumbers. Think about it. Think about it. I'm out of time for today, as I said like 10 minutes ago. Have yourselves a wonderful day. Thank you. Thank you for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, well, you know what I'm going to say. I'm seriously going to wish you peace. Please open your eyes. Find out what's going on around you. Seriously, it's important. You got a midterm election coming up, participate in it. Express yourself. It's your one right that you can exercise. Do it. Be aware. Be observant. Thank you.